They went through tremendous transformation where they went through healing and deliverance as the word filled them up. And they had come, there was such a hunger for the word of God. This is the most profound thing. There was such a hunger for the word of God. Young and old consumed the word as though it was their very breath, really. And I saw them come up and out of the bondages of the past. You know, that I think I shared this, that there were chains that had been broken off of their minds. You know, we have had several years in our nation where they have conveyed to the black race that they either don't belong here, that they were brought here unjustly. And, you know, there, I mean, I'm not endorsing slavery. I condone slavery. But where we are born and where God calls us out of and where we end up, there is something profound in that. And the enemy will try to destroy us with a past, so much so that we cannot step into our destiny in God. We've spoken about what's taking place in Nigeria and the judgment that is upon Nigeria because their idolatry is so great and so deep and so dark that even those that go to church regularly partake in this darkness. Very few truly carry the light. This is part of the issue. And this goes throughout many, many cultures. But coming to this country, even if it was so tragic, as having descended from slavery, you know, my people came here as they fled a man who was trying to butcher them because they were Jewish. We didn't all get here on the best of terms, but God brought us here to come without the chains of the past. And we've got to learn to walk in the freedom that this brings us. And what I saw taking place in the young people and in the children was the bondage of the deception through the educational system, through what media is conveying, broken once and for all, that they could step into the freedom that God was giving them and not be defined by the garbage that is being fed to them through academia and through the media. It was a newfound life and a destiny that was forged in their hearts that allowed them to truly see what God was going to do in and through their lives. There was hope for tomorrow. Hope. I look at what the enemy has done these last 2 years, especially what we're seeing take place with our children, the depression and the oppression. This was being broken off of them. It was the most remarkable thing. As they stepped into this new place in God, the scales fell off their eyes and the chains fell off their minds.